Go to Rugby Union with two observations. Firstly, that almost 300 players, some of them internationals, are suing the game's authorities because of the effects of brain injuries. And secondly, that the game's very existence, certainly as we know it, is now on the line. So what's to be done? Maybe former England and Leicester Tigers fullback Tim Stimpson has an answer to part of the puzzle. He's involved in research and prototype production of a new form of protective headgear. Good morning to you, Tim. What would you say is so special about headcase, as it's known?
Well, I think traditional scrum caps were never designed to protect against brain injury, whereas, you know, the head case and the formula called N case, the foam has been specifically designed to try to prevent the forces reaching the brain. An engineer called George Fox has sort of spent the last 4 years focusing and designing a foam which will take away 85% of the direct force before they reach the brain.
Well, that's a big number, isn't it? What has the medical science community got to say about it?
Well, it's all been independently tested. So down at Imperial College London, you know, they've tested it specifically at body temperature, which is really, really important. So a force that the RFU, the World Rugby, used to test is 530G, and by wearing a head case, it reduced it down to 85G. So it's very, very significant.
So you must be confident then that it, it'll produce significant reductions in concussion injuries. Would that be right?
I am confident, but it's not a magic bullet. It has to be part of, you know, what we call the player welfare jigsaw, with education and coaching to make sure that players reduce the loads they're exposed to, work on their neck strength, etc.
Yes, and maybe further amendments in the laws of the game. What are the rugby authorities saying about this?
Well, we're working very closely with World Rugby, and we're hoping they'll give us what's called a law for rugby trial headgear award very early this year. So there's one other business that's already gone down the same line. And so we're very, very hopeful we'll soon be able to be worn in matches.
Mm. Do you accept that the very future of rugby union as we know it is at stake here?
Well, it's difficult because there is evidence that that it can be dangerous, but I think it's never really been safer either. I mean, we're far more aware. There's a, you know, if in doubt, sit them out mantra that goes around the amateur game when I'm coaching or as a dad. I do feel that people are more aware. But by wearing things like a head case, head guard, it's a bit like an airbag for a car. It can also provide an extra level of safety.
Mm. A bit like an airbag for a car. That's an interesting comparison. Your son, I know, finally, he plays rugby. What does he think of it?
Well, he loves it. He doesn't notice he's wearing it. And actually, him and his friends are, you know, playing in matches. And I've worn it in trial games. I forget I'm wearing it. But it's just good as a parent to know that that sort of build-up of subconcussive load, not just the ones that might knock your son out, but the small bangs are being dissipated just by using some smart technology.
Yeah, and it's the parents, I'm sure, that you have to convince, isn't it? Tim Stimpson, thank you very much indeed. That takes us to our tips for today. Fake number 230, number 4, take centre stage. Air 245, number 3, Ali Rowe.
Rob, thanks very much. Nice.